Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we are once again back with this beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Alhamdulillah, today we've selected a topic that is, who is fortunate? What is real fortune? Who is really successful? Inshallah, we'll talk about this. So be with us from start to end. میں شیخ طریقت امیر اف اہل سنہ حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد الیاس اتار قادری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ has given us a beautiful mindset that whenever we perform any good act, permissible deed, good deed, we should always remember to make good intentions. Alhamdulillah, following the advice of my شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنہ, I would like to make good intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, you can make this intention that you will be with us from start till end. You will remember what you learn and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jal. Everybody in this dunya, right, we are living in this world and everyone wants to be successful. He wants to be fortunate enough. People, they've got their own definitions, their own criteria and their own understanding that who is fortunate, right? It has been mentioned, the one who has got good house, right? He thinks he is fortunate, the one who possesses a mansion, a bungalow, a house. Some people, they think the one who has a good car, maybe he is fortunate one. Those they do not have children, and those they have got children, they think that they have this blessing, they are fortunate because they have got family. Those they've got complete family, they are married and they are living a happy life, they think they are the fortunate ones. Those they've got money and they are living a luxurious life, so people have got this understanding that this person who possesses money, wealth, he is really fortunate. And some people, they think that the one who lives abroad, maybe those less fortunate people, they do not have good earnings, right? If their relatives or their loved ones, they live abroad in a good advanced, or you can say those countries, they are economically well performing. So if their relatives, they live there, so those they are not living, they think that they are the fortunate ones because they are living in a better society. They are wealthy. Those they are, dear respected viewers, they do not have wealth, they consider others, those they are wealthy, they are fortunate ones. In short, everyone has got their own understanding. Or maybe some people they think that the one who has fame, the one who has name, he is really fortunate one. He is really successful person in this dunya. But who is really fortunate? Who is really successful? Who is the one who is really successful in this dunya, dear respected viewers? Today, inshallah, we will find out in this program. And as far as Islamic teachings are concerned, we are told, we are given this understanding, the real fortune is the fortune of hereafter. Alhamdulillah, we have been told that the one who will be successful in taking his or her iman from this dunya, Alhamdulillah, that person is really fortunate one. Because this wealth, this health, this money, these luxuries, this beauty, this fame, this name, each and everything will fade. Nothing will remain. Everything will have fana. So dear respected viewers, in fact, the life after this life what we are living, in reality, everlasting life, that is the real life. If being Muslims, alhamdulillah, we've got iman. We believe that one day we have to leave, we have to depart from this mortal world. Dr. Saab is with us, inshallah, we can include Dr. Saab. In introduction, I've just mentioned that today's topic is who is fortunate, who is really successful. So I was just mentioning that various people, different people, they've got their own understanding, their own definition that who is successful and who is fortunate.
The one who has secured his forgiveness is the one who will be the ultimate fortunate one. And clearly, it is difficult to find out that who has secured their forgiveness, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered their mercy upon, and they have actually been successful in gaining his pleasure to gain entry into the heaven and be forgiven from the punishment of the fire of hell. Certainly, if we bring a positive change within us, if we carry on praying our five daily salah, if we carry on reciting the Holy Quran, if we keep on refraining ourselves from all those prohibitions that Allah Azza wa Jal has set for us, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be fortunate ones in terms of gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And ultimately, the fortunate one is the one who has actually, who does good deeds and he gains the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Also, another question I would like to pose is that, MashaAllah, you've got a specialization in psychology and you are a doctor yourself. Everybody has got a desire, wishes that they would like to be successful, right? As the topic is today, who is fortunate, who is successful. And people, they've got a mindset, they would like to be successful in this dunya, and they would like to be have fame and name, and they've got different understandings of success. No doubt we're talking about the real success of the hereafter. But how can somebody suppress those desires, those wishes, what he has got for this dunya, right? How would you advise? And he can focus and prioritize the real success over the very temporary success and fortune.
That question is another matter, but there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that comes to my mind as a result of, and the answer to your question. And in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that work for the dunya for the time period that you will remain in the dunya. And work for the hereafter for the time period that you will remain in the hereafter. Now, if we look at this, then certainly this emphasizes to us the focus, the relative focus that we need to give to the worldly life and the life hereafter. Now, certainly we have to live in this dunya, and we have to obviously earn a living for ourselves, for our family members, and certainly we can, as long as our sustenance is earned in a halal manner, with the right intentions. I think, what ultimately boils, what it boils down to is having the knowledge and mastering this skill of making right intentions. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala has also stated in his writings that the one who is worried about the world hereafter, he will actually develop this longing, he will develop this desire to learn good intentions and to make good intentions. And certainly someone, for example, who is going to earn a living, whether it is through business, whether it is through other employment, if they make the intention that I'm going to earn this living or sustenance so that I can feed myself and I can save my family from obviously begging. And certainly that is a right intention. And they can also make intentions that I will earn sufficient amount of money so that I can give a comfortable lifestyle to my family. Then with these right intentions, inshallah, even though they are working from a worldly point of view, but this also becomes a good deed for them and they start earning reward for this. Whereas on the other hand, what is the focus these days? is as a result of not having the right intention. You go, whether it is you study to get a higher degree, the aim is, or the intention is, that I will earn millions of pounds, I will have a big house, I will have a nice car. For what? To show other people, to show off, to say to them that, look how powerful I am, or how successful I am. And so the focus in terms of, obviously, the ultimate focus should be for the world hereafter, but even for the daily functioning or living or livelihood or our studies, if we develop the right intention, and that is to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in many different ways. You gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, obviously, through His worships, and also by fulfilling the rights of the people as well.
Mashallah, mashallah. Beautifully, Dr. Inshallah, we'll come back to this topic again. We've got one segment ready. Let's go towards our first segment in this program, the chosen sunnah.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we have selected a beautiful hadith in front of me, and hopefully that will be shown on your screen too. But Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala has reported that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, goodness and blessings reach the house where guest is present faster than even the knife that falls from the hump of the camel. So how quickly a knife will fall from the hump of the camel, more quickly than the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and goodness comes in the house of that person who does hospitality. What a beautiful hadith, subhanallah. How beautiful religion our Islam is. It guides us the way, it gives us guidance that if you do hospitality, if you look after the guest who comes to your house, you serve, subhanallah, the reward, the goodness, the blessing, the fortune befalls onto that house more quicker than a knife falls on the ground from the hump of the camel. This example of the hump of the camel is given because there is a steep, right? It definitely, if there is hump of the camel, the knife will fall very quickly, subhanallah. By giving this example metaphorically, it has been explained that the goodness and blessings will come more quicker than this, subhanallah. So dear respected viewers, remember this beautiful hadith in your mind. And if you want fortune come to your door, if you want goodness come to your doorsteps, if you want success come to your doorsteps, as it is the topic of the day also, then do hospitality. My dear respected viewers, because when a guest comes to someone's house and hospitality is done, they are served, subhanallah, goodness is there, fortune is there, blessings are there for them. Rashad, how would you respond to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?
The guests coming, and clearly it's also mentioned in narrations that whenever a guest comes, they bring their sustenance with them. Beautiful. And when the guest leaves, they take the sins of the host beautiful with them. Now, beautiful, certainly that's a great, great blessing. In this day and age, clearly, it's always been, alhamdulillah, tradition amongst the Muslims. And it's also the beauty, the husn of Deen Islam, to feed others as well. And feed your own family members. And alhamdulillah, wherever you go in the part of the world, and the hospitality by the Muslims is a trademark of our religion as well, alhamdulillah. Now, certainly what happens is when someone comes to our house,
incredible,
and we actually feed them well, we obviously cook for them, and we display the food, and we obviously request them to eat as well, and with our words and with our actions we show to them that we are pleased that they have come. And always again, the intention should be to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to gain the blessings that have been mentioned in these hadith, rather than showing off. Now, if we do this, then certainly the person who's come to our house, whether he's our relative, whether he's our family friend, or someone else, one of the other beauty of Deen Islam is that after faraid, after fard obligations, the best thing that Allah Azza likes is to please the heart of another human being. And what other better way than to feed someone? Now, hunger is our basic need. And we feel hungry 2 or 3 times in a day. And certainly we have our, obviously, as per our habit, that is now we have breakfast, lunch, and evening meal. And if someone's certainly coming from a different town, then they will obviously have that need of feeding, that needs fulfilling. So certainly sometimes people say, well, we are all rich, then what's the point of feeding other people? Now, certainly, if you have a, if you've gone for about 4 or 5 hours without food, then you are hungry. Whether you are rich or poor, the hunger feels the same. And if we end up feeding someone, then certainly it will, when you meet that basic need of that individual, it will make them feel happy. It will strengthen our relationship with them, and also all these bounties and blessings that we will reap. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if our intention is to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to reap the bounties and the blessings mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will all be fortunate ones and be successful on the day of judgment.
MashaAllah, Rashid, I would like to include a beautiful hadith that is in front of me. رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. He said to the Sahaba Kiram, Alim Ridwan. It was mentioned that Sahaba Kiram, Alim Ridwan, they were present in the court of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. And Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم said to them that, do you know what is the example of your ahl, your mal, and your family, right? Your family, your wealth, and your a'mal, your good deeds. What is the example of that? Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, they said, Wallahu A'lam wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His beloved Prophet, Messenger knows better. So, the respected viewers of Madani Chen, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained Sahaba Ikram with beautiful example. And it said that your ahl, your family, your mal, your wealth, and your a'mal, your good deeds, are just like an example of that person who has 3 brothers. Now, when the time of death comes closer, he calls those 3 brothers closer to him, and he said that, can you see my condition? And what can you do? He asked from one of the brothers, what can you do for me? That brother says, I can do to the extent that I can look after you, right? And I can fulfill your desires, your needs, and whatever I can do. And when you depart from this world, so I can arrange your funeral, and after that giving you kafan, and I can bury you and take your janaza on my shoulders. And then after that, I can come back. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, this is the example of your ahl and iyal, the family members. This brother is just like your family members. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked from Sahaba Ikram, what is your viewpoint about this person, about this brother? They replied, Ya Rasulullah, we do not find any goodness in that. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, now the same person talks to the other brother, right? Now, he says that, you're looking at my condition, what can you do? Now, that brother replies, unless you are alive, I will help you. I will do whatever I can do, and you can use me. But as soon as you leave this world, then I will have my own way, and you will have your own. I won't be able to help you anymore. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, this is the wealth of that person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam asked from Sahaba Ikram, what do you think about this brother? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, we do not think he is good. Metaphorically, meaning mal is good, is going to help him. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, now that person calls his 3rd brother. And after calling, he says to him, you're looking at my condition, right? And you have also heard the response of my ahl and my family and the maal and my wealth. You've heard that. And what can you do for me? Then he gives him, you see, tasalli after doing condolence. He says that, oh my brother, I will go with you inside your grave. Allahu Akbar. And I will be with you. And I will help when you will be terrified, when you will be in need. Subhanallah. When the day of judgment will come, then I will sit in mizan. And then I will weigh, I will increase the weight of your good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is the nek amal, the pious deeds of that person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked from Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, that what do you think about that brother? The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they said, this is the best friend. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is reality. This is haqiqat. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the real success. This ahl, this iyal, this family, like for them we are doing each and everything, they will be left behind. Nobody is going to go with us inside our grave. This money for which we are working day and night 24/7. We are not looking whether this maal is coming from halal means or it is coming from haram means. Right? We are not caring about this. This is also stay behind. This is not going to go with us inside our grave. What will go inside our grave? That is the true reality. That is our good deeds. That is what sadaqah we have given in this dunya. Lots of you have heard this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam explaining the true reality of this dunya. Subhanallah, how beautifully explained about three brothers and a person he asked and they refused to help him. And who helps or who admitted to help even inside the grave on the day of judgment? That is nek amal, pious deeds, as explained by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and mentioned that this is reality. How would you respond to this as a true success, as a true force?
The relative importance that we need to give to these things, and certainly Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah Azza wa Jalla indeed has created the death and the life to judge that which one amongst you is the one who does the best actions. So a'mal, the actions, if we have our actions which are good actions in the line of the teachings of the Holy Quran and in the line of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then certainly these actions are the ones that will actually come with us to the grave. One thing I would like to add here is certainly in terms of the wealth, you know, again, there are a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes one may assume that the wealth isn't going to come to me, however, or the wealth isn't going to benefit me. However, the wealth can benefit us in the world hereafter, and that is by giving it in charity, in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, by doing sadaqah, by giving our, okay, optional charity, but also what is more important as an action, as a fard obligation, is to give our compulsory charity, which is in terms of the zakat and the fitrana and so forth. So, and unfortunately, what happens in this day and age is that many people, whenever it comes to actions which are associated with money, then many of us are negligent. Even in terms of fulfilling their obligations in terms of charity. And remember, you know, we have heard many times on the Madani channel, the money that we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it is nafli sadaqah, whether it is in the form of zakat, fitrana, and also when we talk about nafli sadaqah, the money that we spend on our family members from a halal sustenance, even for their food, even for their clothes, even for their shelter, that is also classed as a sadaqah from the you know, the breadwinner of the family. So all of these actions will also go with us in the grave and benefit us. And these actions can be from financial point of view and also from obligation worship point of view as well.
MashaAllah, Nasab, Jazakallah. Dear viewers, now we'll go to another segment, that is chosen facts. We'll come back to this topic and inshallah we'll discuss it further. Let's go towards our second segment, the chosen facts.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we've got beautiful chosen facts for you. The very first one is, which surahs are called Makki and which ones are called Madani? According to widely accepted opinion, the blessed surahs which were revealed before the migration to Medina are called Makki, and the ones revealed after the migration to Medina are called Madani. So if you see on top of the surah written Madaniya or Makkiya, so you should know that this surah is revealed in Mecca or this surah is revealed in Medina. The second fact what we've got for you today, that is, in blessed hadith, which blessed ayah, verse of Quran, has been called the chief of the verses? Now, Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. This is the chief of all the verses. And the third one, my dear Islamic brothers, we've got for you, that is, how many times the blessed name of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is mentioned in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah. It is 5 times. So the blessed name Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is mentioned 4 times, and the blessed name Ahmad is mentioned once. So in total, it is mentioned 5 times. So Alhamdulillah, these were the 3 chosen facts we brought for you today. Alhamdulillah, I hope that you must have increased your knowledge. Many viewers, they did not know this before and they know now. Alhamdulillah, this is the idea. We bring so many beautiful terms for you, different facts for you, and different various topics for your interest, so you can increase your knowledge and we can gather some sort of good deeds for the hereafter. We can earn some sort of fortune. We are after the fortune of this world. We are after the fortune of this money and everything of this world. We would like to gather as much as possible. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we never know when we're going to depart from this world. A time, within a second or minute, people they die. You remember what had happened a few days ago in Pakistan, a plane which was about to land. A minute was left. Right, just a minute before landing, it got crashed. And approximately around 90 or 100 people, they left this mortal world. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive the departed souls of Muslims. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this tells us, these and this pandemic, how many lives have been departed or they've been lost due to this pandemic, due to this coronavirus. People of all ages, they've gone from this world. All of a sudden, they did not know. Maybe many of them, Lord, I would like to pose this question to you and I would like to have this opinion from you, that many people had this understanding that we will live, we will marry, and there is so much time left, we have to earn and do degree and all that. I will have children and grandchildren, this, that, the other, many hopes, many plans, and all of a sudden death comes and everything is blank.
Now certainly these individuals, they've left a message for us to gain the ibrah from it. Sure. And clearly if we reflect on our life, this is not the only incident. There are many incidents that happen on a daily basis that we come to know about, people dying, young children being murdered, or they're dying of natural causes or because of illness, adults dying, and people of all ages dying on a daily basis. They are gone. They have left that message, and they've left that quite a strong message. And especially what happens is when these plane crashes happen, because tragically lots of people altogether, they die unexpectedly. unexpectedly, then it does actually, it does melt us, melt our heart, and makes us think about the reality of life. But it could have been me. We need to take that lesson, and we need to obviously bring a change within us. We need to obviously start focusing. If we are not already focused, we need to focus on gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to focus on positivity. We need to focus on pious actions. And we need to refrain ourselves from obviously these wrongful actions that will gain us the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal will be displeased. Now, what we need for that is that we need a spark within us to implement in our life and to bring a change. And that spark is clearly the knowledge of beautiful teachings of Islam, the knowledge of Islam. Without that knowledge, without thinking about that knowledge, we will not be able to bring that change. And not just the knowledge, we also need the company. So when we will have the knowledge and the right company, in the company that will keep reminding us about the depth, the company which will keep us reminding about the good actions, the company that will keep us reminding about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla if we were to do wrong actions, the company that will remind us about the punishments of the Day of Judgment. And only then we'll be able to bring a change within us to be classed amongst the fortunate ones. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this company, beautiful company, is in the form of Madani environment of Dawat Islami. And without adopting good company, okay, there are other platforms as well, but Alhamdulillah, as we are attached with the Madani environment of Dawat Islam, it's one of the best platforms. So without adopting good company, I don't think even the knowledge will benefit us. And I don't think we'll be able to take lessons or learn lessons and bring change within us from incidents like these, which are screaming out to us that life is unpredictable, death can come at any time. We've got to be ready to meet our Lord. We've got to be ready to present ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've got to be ready for the questions in the grave and for the Day of Judgment.
These deaths are a lesson for us. Those loved ones, we have laid them into the dark graves with our own hands. They are a message for us. A time will soon come when announcement will be made for me too. Imam Saw will call out my name too. My name will also be announced in the masjid too. I will also be lying down on the bed, and people, loved ones, my family members, they will be crying around me, and I won't be able to speak a sentence, but I would be able to see. I would know what's happening around me. Remember, imagine this is going to happen to me too, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel. Imagine a time will soon come when ghusl will be called for me too. A person gives bath. Today we take bath ourselves. But tomorrow, when we will leave this mortal world, we won't be able to take bath ourselves. A ghusl will be called. Who will give bath to us? Remember, a time is going to come to me. Today we take dead bodies to the graveyards. A time is going to come when our body will be taken to the shoulders of other loved ones of the people, and they will take us to the graveyard. Remember, this time is going to come to me when I will be carried onto others' shoulders. Today we walk and go to the graveyards. Tomorrow we won't be able to walk. Rather, we'll be onto others' shoulders and we'll be going to the graveyard. And dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, tons of mud will be put upon us, and we will be left behind. And remember, the one who is deceased, who can even hear the steps when the people, the loved ones, they walk back to their houses, they leave them alone. He even hears the footsteps of the loved ones, footsteps of the people, those they give him. But Allahu Akbar, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the reality of life. We should focus. Anytime, anything can happen. All of a sudden, we can depart from this world. Are we prepared? The question is, are we ready? The question is, have we pleased Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Doctor, what would you say? The real fortune, the real success definitely is for the person who has taken his iman intact with him, who has died being faithful on Iman as Muslim, Alhamdulillah, and departed from this world. He's taken his Iman and he has earned good deeds.
Countries like the visa. And without a visa or without the passport, you are not allowed to enter a particular state. One, that is the rule for the dunya, that without having the proper visa for a particular state, you cannot enter that. Then, like a metaphorical example, obviously we cannot compare this worldly life with the life hereafter. But certainly Iman is required for us to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to enter into the heaven. Without having Iman, we will obviously not be able to enter heaven. If anyone loses their Iman, and that is a very, very serious issue, which unfortunately majority of us do not even a little bit of understanding. Because sadly, what people think is that if they are born Muslims, they are going to die as Muslims. Unfortunately, that is not the case. We cannot take it for granted. And although there are many ahadiths of this, I would like to request the viewers of Madni Channel who are listening to us, whether through the Madni Channel or Facebook or later on the recording of it, open up the book of Amir al-Sunnah, Kufriya Kalimat ke baare mein sual jawab. And in that, in the beginning, Amir al-Sunnah mentions and he copies the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where he sallallahu ta'ala sallam says that clearly, the human beings, they have been created or divided into four different categories. One category, those who will be born as believers, they will die as believers. One category, those who will be born as disbelievers, they will die as disbelievers. Third category, those who will be born as disbelievers, but inshallah, in their life at some time before death, they will accept Iman, they will become believers. And the fourth category that we really need to be worried about as believers is that those who will be born as believers, but somewhere along the line, they will lose their Iman, unfortunately. They will die as disbelievers. And ulama-i-kiram say that those who are not worried about their Iman, those who are not worried about protecting or safeguarding their Iman, these individuals are at high risk of losing their Iman before their death or even at the time of the death. And this Iman is that real commodity, is that precious commodity that we have got a big battle to fight to protect it. Why? Because our enemy, which is the shaitan, which is invisible, and it has got many tricks upon its sleeves. And he knows us, he can see us, we can't see him. And we may be lazy in terms of fighting against him, but he's always busy trying to deceive us. And at the time of our death, he will do his best to make sure that, you know, we die without our Iman. And as a believer, I have got to be ready to fight this battle throughout my life at every single step. And the only shield that can protect us against this, trick of shaitan, against this, obviously, sphere trick of shaitan, is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, to attract the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to have the knowledge, we need to have the right company, we need to have the company of the pious people with the knowledge and with their du'as. So certainly, without Iman, if we lose the Iman, we will not be able to enter into heaven. And those who die without Iman, they will remain in the fire of hell forever. And alhamdulillah, we should be grateful, first of all, for this blessing and bounty of Iman. But at the same time, we should be worried about safeguarding our Iman against shaitan.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Lots of beautiful Madani pearls you've shared with us. Third segment, the chosen message is ready.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one. صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى
Sometimes husband is extravagant, sometimes wife is imprudent, and sometimes children are wasteful. One should be careful and provident while managing financial means. Beautiful hadith of Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام. There is moderation in richness, moderation in poverty,
and also moderation in worship. Moderation means balance, protecting oneself from both extremes. If you are a rich person, even then you shouldn't be extravagant. You should live a moderate lifestyle. If you are a poor person, then you should judge your poverty level and you should live according to that. Nowadays, everybody is talking about economy, whether it is progressing or not. But nobody seems to talk about cutting down expenses. Cars are bought, hoteling is done, and spending is normal. And sometimes people seem to spend normally as they do. They also seem worried at the time of weddings because they have to spend a lot. Family members, girls, boys, mother, I advise you to compromise. You all should realize and compromise and try to spend according to your pocket. If any wedding or function comes in a family, you should stick to one dress instead of two. That's how you can cut down your expenses. If you've got a nice dress at home, then you can wear that instead of buying a new one. Whether you wear a new dress or dress which is like new, event will pass anyway. And sometimes, party is arranged by someone else, whereas burden comes on the other person. Because everyone needs new clothes, everyone needs new shoes, everyone wants jewelry, cosmetics, etc. When this starts happening, then one person's wedding in a family becomes a huge burden on a whole family. As we've developed a culture like this, then when you attend weddings, you have to give presents too. So these are a few points. If we focus on them, then we will feel ease in managing our expenses. But I would like to address to all the family members. Doesn't matter if your income is not high, but you should live with love and compromise on what you have got. You can also minimize your kitchen's expenses by choosing healthy and simple foods. Inshallah, Allah will bless you. And remember, when you will have love, harmony, peace, then you will have more blessings in your house. And also remember, if you taunt each other, fight and do arguments, or by degrading, disrespecting each other, this attitude is never going to help to increase your income. If wife puts pressure on husband, then he'll go towards haram, bribery, gambling, etc. in order to bring money. He will try to find new ways to increase his income by corruption, by haram means, and through such inappropriate means, he will try to fulfill your desires and your needs.
Shura, about managing the expenses and not to be extravagant. Alhamdulillah, we are today talking about real fortune. We are talking about real success. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we have been talking about this topic. A beautiful ayah of Quran, which is in front of me, it says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. No doubt, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, that if the one who obeys Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, obeys Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then after obeying enters to the Jannah and then finds the eternal bounties of the Jannah, that is the person who is real fortunate, who is really successful. And Alhamdulillah, my dear respected viewers, no doubt it is the real success. Further, it has been mentioned, we have got our own definition, right? We have established, we think that the one who has got money, mansion, bungalows, life, fame, name, they are the real successful people. Not, my dear respected viewers, the real fortune is the person who is fortunate one, really successful person is the one who prepares the hereafter before he dies. Really the one who is fortunate, who has pleased his Lord Azza wa Jal. The one who is fortunate really is the one who will have recognition of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his grave. In fact, the real fortunate person is the one who will have the blessings and rahmah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of judgment when it will be much needed. The really fortunate person is the one who will be given the na'ma amal in the right hand on the day of judgment. The really fortunate people are those ones who will have the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Really, those are the fortunate ones. Their grave will be one of the gardens of the peace, gardens of the heaven, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Really, those will be the fortunate person, or in fact, they are the successful people who will have noor of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their grave. Illumination, light in their grave. Their grave will be enlightened. They are the real fortunate and successful individuals. Dear respected viewers, in reality, the one who left this mortal world with Iman, in fact, he is the one who is really fortunate. Mere dil se duniya ki chahat mitakar kar ulfat mein apni fana, ya ilahi, mera har amal bas tere waaste ho, kar ikhlas aisa ata, ya ilahi.
The segment of the day that is chosen wazaif.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen.
Dear respected viewers of social media, today the wazifa we've got for you, the very first, that is Ya Qadiru, protection from being kidnapped. Whoever makes it a habit to invoke this whilst washing each part of the body during wudu, right, enemy will not be able to kidnap him, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And second wazifa we've got, that is relief from trouble. Again, the same wazifa is Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru. Invoke it 41 times when in trouble. The trouble will be removed, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So these are the two beautiful wazifa that we've shared with you today in this beautiful program called Al Mustafa, The Chosen One. So inshallah, you should remember when you are performing wudu, you should recite Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru whenever you remember. And if you are inflicted in any sort of problem, inshallah azza wa jal, you should recite Ya Qadiru. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will help. My dear respected viewers, alhamdulillah, today we discussed the topic that is the real happiness. Real person who is fortunate in reality. Rashab, finally, what message you've got? We've got few minutes, inshallah. What message would you like to give to the viewers of Madani Channel with regards to this beautiful topic of the day?
Ourselves with those who are already fortunate ones, like the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we are able to attach ourselves with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the mercies that Allah Azza wa Jal is showering upon them, we will get a drop of it as well. And I would like to give you an example of the dog of Ashabi Kahf. That this story is from the Holy Quran. That how did that dog associate himself to these pious individuals? And Allah Azza wa Jal showered mercy upon this dog as well. And this dog has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Not just that this dog is mentioned in the Holy Quran, but this dog will also enter the paradise as well, into the Jannah. Why? Because he associated himself with the pious people. And that's the message, that we, to become fortunate in the dunya and the world hereafter, we need to attach ourselves with the fortunate people, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. And who better than my Shaykh Tariqat Amiri Al-Sunnat, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and obviously through Saturday Madani Muzakara.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, beautiful message. Many respected viewers of social media, kunu ma'al sadiqeen. We should attach ourselves with the righteous people. And alhamdulillah, the beautiful atmosphere of Dawat-e-Islami is in front of you. Try to associate yourself in whatever shape, way or form possible, even in this pandemic. Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel is a blessing for you. You can watch Madani Channel and you can learn your knowledge of Deen and Islam. Inshallah, we will come back again next week, same time, on same channel, with this beautiful program, Al-Mustafa, The Chosen One. But whatever we have learned today, I make this intention, inshallah, I'll work hard for real fortune. I'll work hard for real success, as discussed in this program today. And you should also make this intention. Inshallah, we will prioritize the life after death. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.